Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 4th October 2018 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Salam dear listeners and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a lovely bhajan adoring Lord Ganesha. This is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Lambodara hai Vinayaka
Just like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat, and then you're going to listen to two members of Radio Sai team share their experiences with Bhagwan concerning the Ganesha principle, how they understood the profundity of this beautiful form of the Lord through their life experiences granted by Bhagwan. So here are the lyrics. Let's get started.
Lambodara, he Vinayaka, Vigna Harana, Girija Nandana. Shambhu Kumara, Kalusha Vidura, Siddhi Sadana he Gananatha. Pranava Kara, Pashupati Tanaya, Vigna Harana, Girija Nandana.
Now that we are familiar with the words of the bhajan, here is how this bhajan should be sung.
This bhajan is set to scale D pancham.
Lambodara hai Vinayaka. Lambodara hai Vinayaka. Lambodara hai Vinayaka. Lambodara hai Vinayaka. Vignaharana Girijanandana. Vignaharana Girijanandana. Vignaharana Girijanandana. Vignaharana Girijanandana. Shambhu Kumara Kalusha Vidura. Shambhu Kumara Kalusha Vidura. Shambhu Kumara Kalusha Vidura. Shambhu Kumara Kalusha Vidura. Siddhi Sadana He Gananatha. Siddhi Sadana He Gananatha. Siddhi Sadana He Gananatha. Siddhi Sadana He Gananatha. Pranavakara Pashupati Tanaya. Pranavakara Pashupati Tanaya. Pranavakara Pashupati Tanaya. Pranavakara Pashupati Tanaya. Vignaharana Girijanandana. Vignaharana Girijanandana. Vignaharana Girijanandana. ವಿಘ್ನಹರಣ ಗಿರಿಜಾನಂದನ ಲಂಬೋದರ ಹೇ ವಿನಾಯಕ
So that's the beautiful bhajan on Ganesha, not sung often in Prashantanilayam, but probably sung in different samitis. We're happy to bring this back into our consciousness. Before we discuss the beauty of the bhajan in terms of the lovely lyrics and the words, beautiful names of Lord Ganesha in this bhajan, let's be clear about the raga and the beat of the bhajan so that we can sing it well. And once we know the tune of the bhajan well, then we'll dwell on the meaning of the bhajan. Brother Anirudh is here to share with us his thoughts on the make of the bhajan. So Anirudh, what is the raga of this bhajan?
Sai Ram Vishu.
Sai Ram.
This wonderful Ganesh bhajan is based on a Carnatic raga called Shuddha Saveri. Shuddha Saveri has five notes.
Sa re shudri ma pa dha shuddha dha sa dha pa ma re sa sa re ma pa dha sa sa
So just by singing these notes, I'm sure one bhajan would have been coming to your mind, which is a little familiar bhajan in the same notes.
Yes. Yeah, I mean the bhajan that comes to my mind is Sankata Harana.
Exactly. So.
Sankata Harana Shri Sai Ramana Pankaja Charana Namo Namo.
I can say this is not purely Shuddha Saveri, but it has the similarities in it, because there is ga coming in this Sankata Harana. That is
Shri Sai ga re ga re ga re sa.
That becomes a one more raga. So very rarely we have bhajans sticking on to purely as a musical compositions, because we know that bhajans are beyond the musical compositions to stick on to one raga particularly.
Yeah.
This bhajan is very beautifully composed in this raga, purely in this Shuddha Saveri, and it's a nice addition to our Sai bhajans that there is no Ganesha bhajan which is in this raga, I can say, in Shuddha Saveri. And also you have very rarely bhajans in this raga. The first time I heard this raga is through many of the Kannada compositions sung by a very famous singer, Vidya Bhushana Swami. He was a very famous singer and he used to sing this light classical Kannada songs. And many of the Kannada songs were there in this, composed in this particular raga, Shuddha Saveri. So something like, if you say this raga was more popularly, many compositions are there in Karnataka and the Kannada side. If you come to Hindolam or Malkons, many Telugu compositions are there. I'm not like segregating raga with state, but I'm like the origin and the composers, they get influenced and make many of their compositions based on such raga. So I remember very the first time when I heard this raga is through some of the Kannada songs. And then when I heard this bhajan, it was a nice remembrance that this raga is being continued in many compositions. And now that we have added this in our Sai bhajans also.
And Sai bhajans also.
Yes.
I think every raga finds a place in the ocean of Sai bhajans.
Yes.
Every folk tune of all parts of India find their place in the ocean of Sai bhajans.
Exactly.
And
everything that is beyond the ragas also finds a place in Sai Bhajan.
Yes. That's the ultimate.
That's the ultimate. This beautiful ocean of Sai Bhajans. Yeah, so let's get on with the swaras.
Yes, so let's do the first line.
Lambodara he vinayaka papa papa dapa mama pada paririsa papa papa dapa mama pada paririsa vignaharana girijanandana Dasari mamare sasari sadasa Dasari mamare sasari sadasa Shambhu kumara kalusha vidura Dada padasa dapa mama padasa dasari sada Dada pada sa dapa ma ma pada sa dasa ni sada Siddhi sadana he gananatha Riri dasa sa dapa ma ma pada papa Riri dasa sa dapa ma ma pada papa Pranavakara pashupati tanaya Da 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 pa mare pa 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 mare sa Da 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 pa mare pa 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 mare sa Vignaharana girijanandana Dasari ma mare sa sare sa dasa Dasari ma mare sa sare sa dasa
So it has the usual beat?
Yes, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam or Keherva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Lambodara he vinayaka.
Lambodara he vinayaka.
Vignaharana. Girijanandana
Vignaharana Girijanandana
Shambho Kumara Kalusha Vidura
Shambho Kumara Kalusha Vidura
Siddhi Sadana He Gananatha
Siddhi Sadana He Gananatha
Pashupati Tanaya
Pranavakara Pashupati Tanaya
Vignaharana Girijanandana
Vignaharana Girijanandana
Vignaharana Girijanandana
Vignaharana Girijanandana
Lambodara Vinayaka.
Really, such a lovely addition to our treasure trove of Ganesh bhajans. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Bishu.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So now we are done with the technicalities of the bhajan and let's spend some time on what this bhajan means to us. What are these beautiful phrases that are there in this bhajan? You take the first line, Lambodara he Vinayaka.
Lambodara he Vinayaka.
Lambodara means the one who has a big belly. He is the storehouse of the universe. That is what is Ganesha. Vinayaka, Swami says, means the one without a Nayaka, the one without a leader. And that is the reason why Ganesha is the first deity that we offer worship to, because there is none above him according to our scriptures. So that is what is conveyed in this Lambodara He Vinayaka. Let's move on to the second line.
Viknaharana Girijanandana.
Viknaharana. Vikna means obstacles. Harana is to remove. So Ganesha is one who removes all obstacles. Girija Nandana. Girija is Mother Parvati. Girija. Giri means mountain. Ja is to be born. So Mother Parvati, who is the daughter of the mountain. Nandana means sun. Here we are referring to Lord Ganesha as the one who removes our obstacles and who is the delightful son of Mother Parvati. We move on to the third line.
Shambhu Kumara Kalusha Vidura.
Shambhu is Shiva, the very embodiment of auspiciousness. Shambhu Kumara, Ganesha, is the son of Lord Shiva. Kalusha Vidura, this is a very interesting phrase here. Kalusha means darkness or dirt. Vidura is one who removes. So Kalusha Vidura is one who removes the darkness. We always worship Ganesha as Mushika Vahana. And Bhagwan has explained how the rat symbolizes darkness. So Ganesha subdues our deficiencies and shortcomings and the dark side of our personality. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Siddhi Sadana He Gananatha.
Siddhi Sadana. Siddhi is discrimination. Then vital knowledge that is needed to lead a good life. And he is Siddhi Sadhana. He is the embodiment of all virtues. Sadhana means a home. He is the abode of all sacred qualities. That is what is Siddhi Sadhana. He Gananatha. Gananatha means who is the leader of all the Ganas. Ganas are the soldiers of Lord Shiva's army, and Ganesha is the leader of all the Ganas. Let's move on to the next line.
Pranavakara Pashupati Tanaya.
Pranavakara, he is the embodiment of Pranava or the sound Om, because he is the primordial deity, just like Om is the primordial sound. Pashupati Tanaya. Pashupati means Lord Shiva, who is the master of all flora and fauna. The master of nature is called Pashupati. Tanaya means sun. Pranavakara Pashupati Tanaya. So he is the one who is the embodiment of Om and is the son of Lord Shiva. And again, you have the second line which repeats as the last line. Viknaharana Girijanandana.
Viknaharana Girijanandana.
Let's dwell on the meaning of these phrases through the experiences of two brothers, Sai Prakash and Vinod Chakravarti. Both of them were blessed with beautiful creations of Bhagwan, which had Ganesha as the beautiful imagery that Swami blessed them with. Both of them have lovely chains and pendants created by Bhagwan, and how this happened and what lessons they learned in the process when Bhagwan gave them, and as they went through life, as they went through the challenges, the agonies and the ecstasies of living with Swami. Let's begin with the experience of Brother Sai Prakash.
Yeah, it really was a wonderful day. Actually, it was May 6th, that is the Ishwarama Day, in the year 1999, and we were fortunate enough to be with Swami on that day. Actually, the story started on the previous night. I mean, everything is related and how it all happened, but on the previous evening, that was the 5th of May, Swami was seated down, and then he was having a session with all the ladies sitting on the other side and the boys sitting here in Sai Shruti in Kodaikanal. And suddenly there was water coming down the steps from the first floor. And there was a little bit of panic, and then Swami said, don't worry, it'll all be cleared. And so they had to bring a lot of room heaters. Actually, what had happened was, since there was heavy rain, some of the leaves got stuck in one of the pipes, and that's how the water came down. So there was a little bit of uneasy feeling, and Swami was concerned about where the boys will sleep, because we would sleep right outside Swami's room and in the ground floor. That whole area had become wet. So Swami was asking whether the carpet would be dried up before in night time and all that. And Swami had gone into his room, retired for the day, again came out at night, came out and saw whether all the boys are having enough place to sleep. In fact, he came down and he said, let the boys go into the interview room and take rest at night. So there was a little bit of going up and down and a little bit of unrest on fifth evening. So I was just thinking, you know, on sixth morning, that is Ishwarama day, why not offer musical offering to Bhagwan as he comes out from his room? That was on May 6th. So in my way of thinking, I thought that will also help to, you know, forget this unpleasant experience of that water coming down the steps and all that. Anyways, we were just happy doing it. We thought, let us offer it to Bhagwan. And some of the elders who were there at that time, they said, see, you don't try to push it and all that. They said, because we don't know in what mood Swami comes out, because previous night there was a lot of, I mean, uneasy feeling because of that water. So I said, we are just ready, sir. We are just ready. If Swami gives, go ahead, we will play. So myself and my brother, I was sitting with the sitar, and my brother was sitting with tabla. And as Swami just came out, and that is Ishwarama day, as we all know, and it's a very busy day. As Swami came out from his room, he saw us sitting with the instruments, and he was so happy. Very spontaneously, Swami said, sitar techava. He was very happy. He said, you have brought a sitar. He said, ah, play, play. Come on, play, he said. So we were extremely happy, and I thought the first song I should play was Ishwarama Priyatanaya, because that is in Raga Ahir Bhairav, and that's a morning raga. So I thought that would be a nice offering on Ishwarama day. And so I started playing that. And somebody gave Swami the talam, and Swami was playing the talam as I was playing the sitar. And it was going very nicely, and I had prepared one or two songs. Then suddenly Swami looked at me and he said, hey, play Rag Hamsadhwani. Hamsadhwani Vainchu, Swami said. And there was one light instrumental piece which I had heard in Rag Hamsadhwani, and I started playing that. Swami said, chi, not that. Play Vatapi Ganapatim. So I said, Swami, I really don't know. This is a Hindustani instrument, sitar, and Vatapi Ganapati, I'm not familiar, Swami, I have not learnt it. Then Swami said, what is there? You play. And then he started singing. So as he sang line by line, Vatapi Ganapatim Bhaje. So I would play that line, I would just follow him on the sitar. And he was with the talam, he was just giving the beat and he was singing, and I was just following. In fact, he sang even the first paragraph. Till about first paragraph, Swami came and I was just following line by line, and Swami was very happy and he said, see, since you played Ganesha's song, I will give you this Ganesha. And he just waved his hand and materialized this beautiful chain. And the surprising part was, you know, it has a small bead along with it. At the base, there is the pendant of Lord Ganesha and there is a small bead. Till date, I have never understood what's the meaning of that bead. But something interesting happened many years later. What happened was, one morning in about, I think this must be 2005 or 2006, when I woke up, I never removed this chain, but when I woke up, that bead had come out. It had got detached from the locket. And I told my parents, keep it very safe. See, we can get it fixed with a goldsmith. Just keep it safe. And then when, after a few days, I wanted to get it fixed again, we went and saw that bead was missing. and there was a lot of searching that was done at home, and we saw all the places under the clothes, in the cupboard, in the safe, in the purse, in this, in that. I remember very clearly my father putting it in a piece of paper, folding it and putting it in his purse. So I said, no, no, I remember you doing that, you see in that, it was not there. So we were just wondering where it has gone. In fact, I just prayed to Swami and left it. And nearly 4 to 5 years later, this happened in 2004, and I was having this chain for 4 years after that, till 2008, without the bead. And I had just totally given up on that, because I thought that the purpose of that bead is over. But suddenly one day my mother calls me and she says, come quickly home, I have something to tell you. So I went, she said, this morning I got a strong urge to do Kumkum Abhishekam. And in that Kumkum, which was from the Dashara Kumkum, you know, Dashara, they do Kumkum and Archanam in Mandir and they give that Kumkum as Prasad too. So in that box, when she took the Kumkum out, this bead was found inside.
Wow.
So after a gap of 4 years, and there's no way somebody would have gone and put it in that. Then, you know, when I really tried to reconnect, those years, 2004, the sitar practice and playing was had really come down because of so many commitments in the office and all that. And once more boys joined the office, I got chance to go back to playing sitar and practicing sitar. And Swami gave back that bead.
So that bead was sort of another welcoming sign for you to get back to sitar.
I just think that's the only correlation I can find. It may be absolutely wrong interpretation, but that's just the correlation I found between the bead getting lost and my stopping sitar practice and then starting it back. But this is a wonderful story of how Swami blessed me with this.
He asked you to play something in Ganesha, and then he gave you that blessing, and perhaps in some ways we can only, as you mentioned, we can only imagine, in some ways gave you that strength and that creativity.
That's true. You know, before I leave you, I just want to add one small thing. In 99, Swami had told to play Vatapi Ganapatim, and this is very moving, because when you connect the dots, you see how Swami is blessing each one. When I come back to Parthi, the great musician Mandalin Srinivas, you know, I was just sharing with him that Swami wanted me to learn this Carnatic, and he on a cassette recorded Vatapi Ganapatim in very slow tempo and sent it to me.
Wow.
So, I had heard that, and he had actually recorded 2-3 Kritis in a very slow tempo. Possibly the slowest he has ever played on his mandolin. So I actually heard that and picked up those 2-3 Kritis. So I just knew it. And in a way of completing the whole story, in 2010, when Swami took us to Delhi and Shimla, 2010, right?
Yes.
In Shimla, what happened was, that was the last day. That was the last day, and then Swami is sitting, and we all boys are sitting, and just a thought came in my mind. I said, Swami, wow, this is fantastic. You brought us telling music group, and because Swami had specially told sitar boy and all that. So I was, we had practiced for music program and all, but the program was so tight that we didn't get a slot to actually perform. So I was just sitting there different time, and I was thinking, Swami, we all came and tomorrow we are leaving back, and we are going to go back without an opportunity to perform for you. Just the thought came, immediately Swami called, "Hey, Kavi Kumar." Kavi Kumar is actually Srinivasulu.
Yes.
Srinivasulu, sir.
Yes.
Because his father's name is, so Swami called him. And Swami said, "Now, after this tiffin session, our boys will sing." Actually, there was no slot for the program. There was no scheduled program, because Swami was to come here to a few bhajans, then there was an auditorium inauguration, Balvikas program and all that. So Swami came, Swami just called him and said, now, after this tiffin, our boys should sing and tell that Veena boy to play.
Wow.
And tell that Veena boy to play. He said, Swami Sitar, tell him to play. And they sang Vatapi Ganapati.
Wow.
that's, you know, after 10 years, so he had put a challenge, 99,
yes,
that you should learn Vatapi Ganapatim. He heard it again.
He gave me the blessing.
He gave me the blessing, and again he heard it in 2010.
Wonderful.
So
circle completes there, and Ganesha keeps coming back to you.
Yeah, that's true. That's
wonderful. True. Thank you so much, Sai Prakash.
Thank you, Vish.
So that is the beautiful story, and if you see, when the bead was lost, that was one obstacle, and again it was Ganesha who returned that bead. Vignaharana, he was the one who removes all the obstacles. And Sai Prakash wanted to play sitar. Swami asked him to play sitar. He was not able to play. Swami sings, and then Swami blesses him with talent. Siddhi Sadhana. Ganesha is the embodiment of all knowledge, all wisdom, all art. And that abode of all knowledge blessed him with the talent to play sitar. And he, in fact, is one of the most talented members of the Radio Sai team. So if you look through the experience of Sai Prakash, you will find how the Lord is Vignaharana, how the Lord is Kalusha Vidura. In fact, this is more apparent in the experience of Brother Vinod. Listen to this story that Vinod Chakravarti went through when Bhagwan, at the end of that experience, blessed him with his beautiful chain.
It happened on April 20th, 2010, after Swami returned back from Delhi. It so happened on April 2nd or 3rd, there was a drama that was being staged by the Vrindavan students as a part of their gratitude program.
Yes.
After the program, Swami was looking at me and then smiling. So I was feeling that Swami was trying to hint something at me. Then I got to know that Swami was going to Delhi. I was also hoping that I can also go along with Swami to document the trip and then have some memorable experience if this could be. So I was praying to Swami, Swami, can you give me some other hint that could be stronger and I can feel that I will be joining you on board. So I was thinking, if Swami sees or Swami looks at me, he smiles at me, that can be an indication that
some sign of further confirmation.
Further confirmation that I'll also be going along with him. It did happen. So I was confident that I'll be going along with Swami to the Delhi trip. But on the final day...
So it did happen. Swami looked at you.
He looked at me, smiled.
Wow.
Eye to eye.
Hmm.
But on the final day when the names were announced, my name was not there. So I was totally depressed. Very heartbroken.
I mean, you were actually sort of... were confirmed in your mind that you're going.
Yes, I'll be going. I was
with the kind of non-verbal communication that happened with Bhagwan.
Yes. I was thinking, yeah, if Swami looks at me, he smiles at me, that is a confirmation that I'll be going.
So you didn't need any other confirmation, you were sure?
No. So this was what was happening, and when the names were announced, my name was not there. So I was feeling terribly depressed, heartbroken that my name is not there. I won't be going to the trip. So no use of for me to come into Mandir in further days to come. This was just a thought that passed by. And then when one of my...
These days when you come to Mandir, you feel more sad because you're not part of the trip and there is a lot of arrangements happening for the trip. Swami is calling these boys again and again, and all the time you keep feeling that I'm not part of that. As a student, yeah.
Yes, it happens.
Yeah, you have those highs and lows.
And then from the studio... there were three or four of the colleagues who were very close to me, they were going. So that even put me down further.
Yes.
All of them are going and only I was being left out. One of the colleagues, Sai Prakash, he consoled me and then he said, you should try to understand Swami's ways. There could be something much more better which Swami will grant on you. So you need not worry and then be saddened on these things.
Look at the positive side of things.
Try to get the positive side of the things and then try to learn from these experiences. It didn't seem to console me at that point of time. I just heard him and then even I kept silent. Then when Swami was going to the airport, as much as possible I tried avoiding looking at him directly. I was just looking into the camera. It was very evident that Swami was looking at me, he was looking at the camera, but I didn't look at him. I don't know what kind of a feeling that was, because Swami didn't select me, so why should I look at him?
It's a mixed feeling of sorrow and, you know, disappointment, yeah. And you just want that thing to just pass.
The only thought that was still going on in mind was, Swami, you looked at me, you smiled at me, so that was a confirmation that you will be taking me. But why all these things are happening now? I can't understand. So Swami was, even then he was looking and smiling very nicely, even though he was looking tired apparently, but he was smiling nicely. All the things could be seen only on the camera, but I didn't look at him directly. Even when he was going, he was trying to look from the glass as he was leaving. But I just didn't want to have any eye-to-eye contact, because that will only further sadden me. Then after Swami's flight took off, I just called up home and then I said that I want to come back home. And then parents were asking, why you want to come back? I said, no, I just want to have a change of place. I just want to have a change of mood or whatever. I didn't tell them what happened. Then I just went home. Parents observed me for 2-3 days. Then they came and asked me, what's matter with you? What's wrong with you? Why are you behaving little weird? Then I told them whatever had happened, and then dad was trying to speak to me and then console me. Nothing was entering still. And then after that, after some 4 or 5 days, Sai Prakash calls up from Delhi and says that the trip has been extended. Swami will be going to Shimla also. And then Swami will be coming after 3 or 4 more days. Where are you? How are you doing? These were the questions he asked. I just spoke to him casually. Then after that, he told that what all happened in Delhi. And it was very nice to listening to whatever experiences that Sai Prakash was sharing then. But it was not like kind of sinking into me. I was just only hearing it. I was not able to release them. Still, I was having that feeling. That night when I was feeling further saddened that why I'm missing all this, why I'm not able to be a part of all this, I was not getting proper sleep. Then next day morning, father spoke to me. And then he said that you should learn to take things positively in your life. You are staying in such a wonderful place and you talk of spirituality and all. He came and asked me, what is the meaning of spirituality? I said, I may not be correct by whatever I say, but I don't know. Whatever you want to tell me, you tell me. I'll listen to it. Then he said, see, when you are saying that you are a spiritual person, whatever comes in your way, you should have the strength to accept it. Then you can be called spiritual. I said, okay, fine. Somewhere something is sinking into me. Then next 3-4 days, as long as I stayed at home, it was nice. I had a nice time last 4 days. Then I came back to Parthi. After Swami came back from airport, he took rest. Of course, he took the aarti in Kulwantol. He took rest. Next day, evening bhajans, he had come. And then Vedam had just concluded. And then Ganesha bhajan started. Swami was looking at me. I was trying to avoid, but I couldn't avoid.
Still that feeling was there.
Still that feeling. Because these 8-9 days, I didn't see him physically. But after when I saw him, those thoughts ran again.
And they came back.
Yeah, they came back. Then when Swami was going on looking at me, I was also trying to just, okay, fine, forget all whatever had happened. And then let us concentrate, or let us just be in the place and then enjoy the darshan. So Swami was looking and then he just winked his eyes. I felt as though he was calling me. But what struck to me again was, do not think anything on your own. Until Swami physically points his finger at you and then calls, or something like that happens.
Because now you get a feeling that you had a lot of imagination before.
Yeah, exactly. You should not imagine. So I didn't get up. The boy beside me tried to get up. Swami said, don't, sit down. And then Swami just looked at me and then shook his head like this, upside down.
He's sort of...
calling me.
Yeah, sort of calling you with gestures.
With gestures.
Yeah.
The boy behind me, he got up, he was about to go. Swami said, not you, sit down. And then Swami pointed at me and said, you, come here, with his index finger. Then I went. Swami said a few words, which I couldn't hear then. And then they reduced the volume of the bhajans. And then Swami asked, where were you? I said, Swami, I was here only. Swami asked, you didn't go home? How are parents? I told him, Swami, parents are fine. I went home and came. And then Swami asked about, how are you? He was just inquiring about my being.
Yeah.
I said, Swami, I'm fine. He asked, what did you finish? Where did you study? What did you study? I didn't understand what were these questions at that point of time. But now when I reflect back, I can understand what are they. Then I just gave the answer, Swami, I studied in your institute. I finished my master's in biotechnology. I passed out in 2009. Now I'm working in Radio Sai. What did you study? Where did you study? He was kind of emphasizing on these. What did you study? Where did you study? I repeatedly told the same answers again. Then Swami told, okay, fine, kurcho. I asked for Padnamaskar. Kurcho, sit down. I asked for Padnamaskar. Swami said, take. I took Padnamaskar and then I got up. Swami was still looking at me. I also looked at him, folded my hands. Swami called me again. And then he asked something which I couldn't make out. Then Swami put his hand around my neck. He just pushed it inside the collar. And then he took out his hand and materialized this chain.
Wow.
This chain is having a pendant of Trimukha Ganesha.
Trimukha Ganesha?
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah. Three-headed Ganesha.
Three-headed Ganesha.
With his trunk facing rightwards. I don't know, there is a significance of trunk facing rightwards and leftwards, but I don't know what exactly that is. But after this pendant was given, Swami said, let it face inwards. So the pendant will always face inwards. Ganesha will be facing inwards. Only the back is visible to others.
So that's how you've kept it all the time.
Yes. Ever since he has put it, I've always kept it. Or whenever I remove for any kind of work or something, I'll again put it back this way.
I think that is another very profound message that, you know.
Let the God face inwards.
Inwards. To go inwards. I think perhaps in all these experiences you can understand at so many levels. And perhaps, you know, even all of us get into that situations where, you know, we feel so sad about so many things in our life. And the only solution comes when you go inward. Just like you felt sad for not having this chance of going with Bhagwan
exactly.
to Delhi, someone else, when Bhagwan's physical form was there, felt sad. He didn't get a picture, he didn't get a Padmaskara. And even now, you know, we feel sad that we didn't get a promotion or we didn't get a particular thing we didn't achieve. But ultimately, the whole solace comes from going inward. And I think if you look at the final message that Bhagwan gave, that is so profound in that sense. Every time we have a sorrow in our life, we have a disappointment in our life, all we have to do is
just
go inward,
and just inward.
Go inward, and that will take care of your past, present and future. The three-headed Ganesha.
So after Aarti got over, I just called up parents immediately and then told. Mom was the most happiest. I could make out from her voice and then the way she was very happy, the blessings that he had given. Then when I spoke to Dad, and Dad was like kind of giving those reassuring statements. Like, did I not tell you, like, what do you mean by spirituality? Try to accept whatever comes in your way. Have the strength. Have the courage. Do not be disappointed by whatever things come in your way. And then what you thought something else would happen. All these things. And then I told, look, now enough. Whatever had happened has happened.
Yes.
Now I'll try to stay calm and then I'll try to take my life ahead. Then my colleagues, my friends, whoever had seen the pendant, they have, I can say they have given different interpretations. So I don't know which one of them to accept, which can I trust and all. So immediately I went to Google and then typed Trimukha Ganesha. Then there it was given, there are several forms of Ganesha with two head, three head, four head, five head and all. Trimukha Ganesha, like it represents the three gunas. Rajas, Sattva and Tamas. Sattva is supposed to be the equilibrium.
Yes.
And Rajas is supposed to be like anger or jealousy or any kind of extreme quality. And
emotion.
Tamas is other way.
Yeah, the
like,
dull qualities.
Like, yeah, exactly. So I was just contemplating on that and then I felt this Tamas was like how depressed I was, how low I went. And Rajas was like how kind of, yeah, I was angry with Swami.
Yeah, that's the reason why you didn't want to look at him.
Yeah, and I was jealous because all others were going and I didn't go.
Yeah.
And then Sattva was like equilibrium.
Yes.
So I felt that, okay, these three gunas are the representation of the Trimukha Ganesha, the three head. And then Swami had told it, Lopat Tippi Petko.
Yes.
Keep it inwards.
Yes. In that one experience, you had the experience of all the three gunas.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the final message.
Yeah. And then after April 2011 also, when I was just thinking about what all interactions I had with Swami, suddenly I got reminded of these questions. Like, Swami asked, where did you study? What did you study?
Yes.
So when I was sharing this with my parents, they said, see, possibly Swami would have intended or he wanted you to understand that you have studied in his college.
Yes.
And then you have studied not this academic subjects, but the subject which he wants you to always.
Yes. Exactly.
So that's how I, when I look back and contemplate and reflect on this, then I know.
So many beautiful meanings that always come out whenever we reflect on what Bhagavan has told us. Bhagavan used to say, you should study to become steady. So, I mean, that is one meaning. We can never definitely say that this is what it is. You know, this is also what it is. We don't know what are the different things that Bhagavan wanted to convey, because the avatar is like a Sadguru with one particular incident, with one particular moment that he gives us, one magical moment. It has so many lessons for us and to so many people.
Correct.
Even now, even as you're sharing this, probably this will have so many lessons for so many more people.
So many other people,
people will take it in their own way, what it means to them in their own lives. And we all have to just pray to Bhagavan that, you know, he guides us so that we understand these messages and take the import and make our lives more happier and more better. Thank you so much, Vinod, for sharing this.
I thank Swami profusely and wholeheartedly for teaching me this lesson in a very significant way. Thank you, Bishu.
Saram.
So that is the life-transforming experience that Bhagavan blessed Vinod with. And as you can see, Lord Ganesha is adored as Kalusha Vidura, as the one who removes our darkness. And there Vinod was in that state of a mind messed up, in that state of a mind which was questioning divinity, in that state of mind which was not able to accept life's challenges with positivity. And Bhagavan at the end of it gifted him with a Ganesha, gifted him with that understanding, gifted him with that wisdom to know that whatever he does, it is always for our good. And when the right time comes, he will bless us, provided we long for him, we pine for him, we crave for him. He knows how to bless us, when and in which manner. He will remove all the obstacles as Vignaharana, and he will ensure that our life is filled with Siddhi, with that appropriate knowledge, so that we too can become an instrument of the Lord and shine in the splendor of his love, so that we too can become a soldier in his army, just like Lord Ganesha is a soldier, is the leader of his army. We too can become a little instrument in his mission. Let's move on now to the next part of this classroom. You will now listen to the Mandir version of this bhajan.
Lambodara hai Vinayaka,
Lambodara hai Vinayaka,
Lambodara hai Vinayaka.
Vignaharana Girijanandana,
Vignaharana Girijanandana,
Vignaharana Girijanandana,
Vignaharana Girijanandana. Shambhu Kumara Kalusha Vidura,
Shambhukumara Kalusha Vidura,
Shambhukumara Kalusha Vidura,
Shambhukumara Kalusha Vidura.
Siddhi Sadana He Gananatha, Siddhi Sadana He Gananatha,
Siddhi Sadana He Gananatha.
Pranavagara Vash
Us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet. You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 4th October 2018 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthi Nilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.